Hey guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's Crystal and nice to see y'all again. So today we have a video about dogs. And if you are a dog lover, I guess you'll like today's video. But I have to tell the truth that I am actually a little bit afraid of dogs. And I'm afraid of dogs because when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I was bit by a dog. And that caused me to have some kind of trauma. So yeah, I'm still a bit afraid of dogs today. But still, I like dogs. I don't like hate them, but it's just that when I see them on streets, I may like walk a bit slower or I would keep on looking at them. But, you know, I still think that dogs are humans' best friends and they're cute. And anyway, today's video is called How Different Are Different Types of Dogs? So we all know that there are all kinds of dog breeds around the world, but are there really big differences between these dog breeds? And if you're curious about this, you can watch this video and it might answer your question. Anyway, let's take a look at today's topic sentence. In one study in Sweden, researchers ran more than 13,000 dogs of 31 different breeds through a course full of sounds, surprises, and random humans attempting to snuggle. In one study in Sweden, researchers ran more than 13,000 dogs of 31 different breeds through a course full of sounds, surprises, and random humans attempting to snuggle. 好，那今天的这个影片呢，它是在探讨就是狗会不会因为就是品种的不同而有很大的差异，因为我们知道我们会对就是不同品种的狗有不同的刻板印象，就有些你看到它你就会觉得它很凶，有些你会觉得它很好亲近，有些你会觉得它很酷。那看这个影片的时候呢，因为它有提到蛮多狗的品种，所以可以顺便学一下。因为像我之前我也只知道就是黄金猎犬叫做 Golden Retriever， 所以我觉得这个影片还蛮有趣的。那今天的第一个单字呢，就是 breed。那 breed 这个字呢，本来是当作名词用的，它是指品种或者是类型。那除了名词之外呢，它其实也可以当作动词，那一般是指生产或者是引起。那这里的生产呢，其实也是指就是可能动物孵化或者是生小孩。那讲到引起这个字呢，让我想到的是另外两个同义词。第一个字是 generate， 那 generate 呢，它是指产生或者是造成，所以它跟动词的 breed 意思是一样的。那我们可以用 generate 来造一个句子说 Economic depression generates a high unemployment rate， 经济不景气造成很高的失业率。那此外呢，还有另外一个字叫做 originate。那这个字呢，有引起的意思，不过它也可以说是发源字。所以如果你是 originate from 的话呢，就可以用来表示这个意思。比如说 A originates from B， 就是指 A 源自于 B。那今天的第二个单字呢是 random。那 random 这个字呢，相信大家有看过，那它是指随机的或者是任意的，它是一个形容词。那 random 呢，它其实可以动词化变成 randomize。那 randomize 呢，指的就是任意排列或者是随机选择。那在这边呢，也顺便跟大家介绍一个random 的算是同义词，这个字叫做 haphazard。那这个字呢是无计划的或者是随意的，是一个形容词。那它的发音比较需要注意的地方是说它 PH 的部分 H 是不发音的，所以 PHA 直接发成 PA 的音。那我们可以用 haphazard 来造一个句子说 The comic books on my bookshelf are put in a haphazard order, so I can't immediately find the issue I want. 我书柜里的漫画是随机排序的，所以我没有办法立刻找到我要的那一集。那今天的第三个单字呢是 attempt。那 attempt 这个字呢是一个动词，指的是试图或者是企图，后面通常是接 to 之后呢再接原形动词，所以我们可以用 attempt 来造一个句子说 My teammates and I attempted to finish our final project before June so that we would have time to study for our finals。我跟我的组员们试图要在六月前完成我们的期末报告，这样我们之后才有时间念期末考。那 attempt 里面呢，其实它的拼字里藏了另外一个单字是 tempt。那但是 tempt 这个字呢，它的意思又不一样了，它是一个动词，指的是引诱。 那 tempt 呢，它也有它名词化之后的单字叫做 temptation， temptation。那 temptation 呢，它就指的是诱惑的意思。那最后我们要看到的单字呢是 snuggle， snuggle。那 snuggle 呢，它是一个动词，它指的是舒适的蜷伏或者是依偎。那有另外一个动词呢，它跟 snuggle 长得很像，它叫做 snuffle， snuffle。那 snuffle 这个字呢，它是指吸鼻子，就是就可能你感冒的时候鼻子不通，你会一直吸鼻子，或者是说呢带着鼻音来讲话，这个叫做 snuffle。那再来呢，顺便介绍另外一个字，它算是 snuggle 的同义词，它叫做 cuddle， cuddle。那 cuddle 这个字呢，它应该比较常见，它指的是拥抱或者是依偎，所以我们可以用 cuddle 来造一个句子说。The couple sitting on the bench cuddled up to each other and fell asleep together. 坐在长椅上的情侣相互依偎并一起睡着了。好，那最后呢，再让我们来看一下今天的句子。In one study in Sweden, researchers ran more than 13,000 dogs of 31 different breeds through a course full of sounds, surprises, and random humans attempting to snuggle.Okay, so this is all for today's pronunciation challenge. And when I am pronouncing the sentence I chose today, I found that the number part is especially difficult to pronounce, like 13,000 dogs or 31 different breeds. So when you guys are doing today's pronunciation challenge and when you're doing the recording today, you might have to be careful of this.And also, I hope that you enjoy today's video because after watching the video, you may find out that there's actually no big difference between these different types of dogs. So that's also quite an interesting fact, right? And I guess that's all for today. I'm gonna see you next time. I'm Crystal. Bye.